Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
In which mobile gaming plays a game of its own, the one that keeps you coming back.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And listen, the gaming world needs you not only to play their games, but much more importantly, to play them regularly. Daily would be preferred. And it's clear that developing strategies that ensure players come back has become nothing short of essential these days. Here with more on this is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So let's use Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes as the example, like your piece illustrates. It becomes clear that you need more than a major movie character to keep users coming back. So with that in mind, there was a specific formula that was put to use. Can you talk about it? Because it clearly worked.
Sure. What this game and many others are using is a strategy designed to get people to come back and play a game pretty much on a daily basis. And the reason for that is the more often you play these games, the more in love you get with them, the more engaged you are, and then the more likely you are to spend money. Because most of the mobile games out today are free to play. They don't cost a dime. And so the game developers have to give people a reason to want to spend money on items that are usually designed just to enhance the experience. You don't need to pay. And so the idea is to get people to come back frequently and really fall in love and then want to spend money. And that's the case here with Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. Electronic Arts, the developer, created a lengthy checklist of tasks for people to do on a daily basis. And if you do these things every day, you are rewarded with some sort of, usually it's virtual currency that you can use to boost your character, for example. So these tactics are used to really bring people back day after day and fall in love and want to spend.
So in focusing on the daily rewards method, that seems to be key here. Specifically, what kinds of tactics do these game makers use in terms of the daily, everyday incentive?
Sure. So it might be at the minimal, you might just get rewarded for logging in every day, but that's kind of boring. Mm. More often, it's you come in and every day there's a new special challenge to do, or a new quest to do, or you spin a virtual wheel and you might get a prize. So they really vary. And some of them have multiple reward systems. So with Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, you have a lengthy checklist of tasks. You train a character, you might equip special gear, you might compete in a battle against other players. So there are all sorts of different things. And you don't necessarily know what kind of prize you're going to get, which is part of the excitement. And in some games, you're rewarded for loyalty in the sense that if you log in consecutively every single day for an entire month and you make it all the way to the end of the month, you might get a much bigger reward than if you just logged in the first week or so. So there's a variety of ways that the companies incentivize players to open up the app on a regular basis, if not every single day.
Right, and we're even seeing that with the heavy hitters like, you know, Pokemon Go. When that slipped, it goes the way of the daily perk, and then it sort of ups its game again.
Right, that was a game that didn't start out having a daily reward system and added it in later on, and it looks that this tactic helped bring the game back to the number one spot in the grossing chart. There seems to be some sort of a correlation between the two, because after that feature was added, it shot back up. So it's a little bit hard to say for sure in some games what drives the change, but this is a trend we've been seeing pretty much since free-to-play games came into vogue, and it's just been becoming more and more common. You'll see that the high-grossing games are doing it, and that's prompting other developers to try it in their games, too. And you know, they vary, and some tactics work better than others, depending on the type of game that it is. But it really is a matter of ingraining a game into a person's daily routine, because that's what's going to get them to spend.
We're speaking with the journal's Sarah E. Needleman on the state of mobile gaming. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Sarah, seems like a big home run for game makers, this strategy, but is it? Is this strategy foolproof?
No, it's definitely not foolproof. One mistake is giving away so much the players don't need to spend. So if your rewards are just too generous, there's no reason for people to open up their wallets. Another tactic is punishing players for taking breaks. It's not even so much punishing them as it is not giving them the reward that they expect. So, for example, there's some games that if you don't log in consecutively every day, you don't get that reward. And there are other games where you could skip a day or two and then catch up. And so there have been cases of players quitting out of frustration because, you know, sometimes life gets in the way and you skip it, you miss a day.
Right.
And so that could turn players off. So you have to just be sort of thoughtful. You also don't want too many tasks in order to get that reward. If you're, you know, working too hard to get it, it could just turn players off. So you kind of have to know your user base and get a sense of what their limits are and make it enjoyable. If you don't know what the prize is and it's a surprise in the end, that's exciting. It's just a natural, you know, people have a fear of missing out.
Yeah, it's that whole psychological marketing, like, yeah, exactly.
It is, because, you know, you know that if you go log in for 7 days in a row that you're going to get something really great at the end. You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And just the excitement of figuring out what the heck it is really exciting for people.
Yeah, no, it's the hook. There's definitely a method to the madness here. Sarah, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
Thanks again to Sarah E. Needleman for joining us. For more on her story, check out WSJ.com/tech. That wraps up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.